Yeah, or is it
air laundry?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Air laundry. The laundry usually doing the laundry usually consists of doing what?
Washing and airing it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Usually in a two-story house, how do you get from, you have to do what to get from the first floor to the second story floor?
You have to go upstairs.
Yeah. And, one thing that I wanted to mention about your house, talk to you about your house that I didn't talk about, you mentioned a porch. Did you ever hear anybody call that anything besides a porch? Did y'all ever call it anything else?
The patio?
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference?
Well, I distinguish between them two.
Mm-hmm. You know. Can you tell me the difference?
Then? I think a patio, number one, is off the house, the main property. Mm-hmm. However, in more recent years, I see where they are calling patios as parts of the establishment, directly on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I have what I call a back porch,
mm-hmm.
and it's called a patio. You know, on the mm-hmm. deed and on the whatever mm-hmm. the papers are that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been looking for a patio. Stop that. I've been looking for my patio, but I don't know that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Because I term it as something different. And
mm-hmm.
I feel a porch is a porch and is attached to the house.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a patio is out on the yard mm-hmm. and separate and apart from the house.
Yeah, if it's on, can you have a porch on the second floor? What would it be called? Anything different?
A terrace or a balcony.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. The last thing we were talking about were porches. And the thing I wanted to ask you, have you ever heard anybody call a porch anything besides a porch? You ever heard any other names?
No.
Ever heard it called, say, a gallery or a veranda?
Yeah. I've heard it called a veranda, but not a gallery.
A veranda mean the same thing as a porch?
Well, it hasn't always to me.
What would it mean?
I have thought of a veranda being a more elevated,
mm-hmm.
Porch-like establishment, like mm-hmm. a one up above a story, the bottom story.
So maybe a second story porch.
Right, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know that it is, but this is just mm-hmm. what I think.
Mm-hmm. And if the door is open and you didn't want it that way, you might tell me to get up and do what?
Please close the door.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes out of my house, you'll have boarding something boards that lap over each other like that on the side of the house. What do you have a term for those?
No.
Have you ever heard them called weatherboarding or siding or something like that?
Yes, but it's a special material that I would term as tack siding.
Hmm.
It's kind of white.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's probably in different colors.
Mm-hmm. What was the term used earlier? Before I said what?
Slats. Uh-huh. Because when you say it like this,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just imagine it would probably be slats, but now that you are saying that a siding to a house.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And if you were, say you were doing some carpentry, laying a board somewhere, you'd say, I took the hammer and did what to the nail and I
nailed.
Or would you ever use anything besides nail? Did you ever use drive there with the hammer in?
I think I might, in the context of the sentence,
mm-hmm.
or of the situation rather,
mm-hmm.
as to how what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, yesterday I got in my car and I
drove
mm-hmm, downtown. Mm-hmm. You'd say, this week I have taken my car and
I have driven it
mm-hmm. yeah, every day of the week.
Right.
Let's see.